Где помехи? Бахавад.
Где помещен парашат Сефер Шмот, парашат Шмот, The Book of Redemption. The Gemara tells us that the person has to be prepared to go through the same avenue that our fathers went. So the Mishnah said, the Rabbi, the Chachamim, don't be surprised, Mashiach will come. After he reveals himself, we're going to have to end up in the desert. And actually, the Gemara says, if you know the number, says the Gemara, from Egypt was supposed to go out 3 million Jews between age 20 and 60. At the end, only 600,000 left. It means 20%. Continues the Gemara and says, from that 20% that left, only two entered Eretz Israel, Yoshua and Caleb. All the rest died in the desert. Says the Gemara, that ratio could, Chas Shalom, be when Mashiach will come. At the end of the day, from every 3 million, only two will get out of Israel. Can you imagine? Gemara. Only Yoshua Caleb at the end will enter Israel. Says the Gemara, don't be surprised. Could be the same thing when Mashiach will come. What are you going to do with all the land over there? How many Jews will be there? Who knows? It depends on us. So here comes the Zohar and the Ari and they say, listen, this book of redemption is not a story what happened. It's going to happen the same. And this is just a hint what happened in order for us to know what we should do in order to survive. So if we start in the middle, then we go to the back, to the beginning of the end. In the middle of the parasha, Hashem meets Moshe Rabbeinu. And Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu that I saw how much they suffer. I heard how much they're screaming. I know how much they suffer. I came down to save the Jews out of Egypt and to bring them to Eretz Israel. And now I hear Nakat Me Israel, the screaming and the suffering of Israel so much. What I want you is to go to take Israel out of Egypt. That's in the text. So it says clearly that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, the reason he is talking to him, because he cannot take it that his people suffer so much in Egypt. And he heard the screaming and everything. Okay. Moshe comes, in the Torah, the text, he tells Hashem, who am I to go take them out? So Chachamim say, when Moshe had in mind that really his brother should be the man, the Redeemer, not Moshe. So with all the respect, you know, you don't play humbleness in front of Hashem. Hashem knows who you are, and Hashem gives you a mission. You can't play, you know, my brother is older. Hashem knows your brother is older. If you know who is Hashem, there's no such thing to have a dialogue with Hashem. Like the Chachamim say, there's no such thing, a dialogue with the rabbi. Morar Rabach to Morar Shemayim, the Gemara says. He is not your rabbi, he's your friend. He says one thing, he says something. He tells you, Moshe, go to Kam Yisrael Mitzrayim. Moshe says, who am I? I said, listen, talking to Hashem. You're not talking to a person. Hashem tells you something. There's no way you argue with him. No way. He knows better than you. You want to play humbleness? What is this? And then Moshe tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu, what the privilege of that nation that you want to make them a miracle. Excuse me, Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem just told you. He heard the screaming. He heard the suffering. He saw how much pain they had. He said, please go take. And Hashem said, I went and I saw how much they suffer. Please take them. So Moshe says, Moshe became a prosecutor. I said, excuse me, what privilege? You make them a miracle. He said, Moshe, first of all, it's not your business. Secondly, where's your heart? They suffer so much, Hashem tells you they suffer, and you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what privilege? What privilege?
Hashem just told you, this is Moshe Rabbeinu, this is our shepherd, Raya Mehemna, but the Zohar calls him. It's the opposite. And besides, there's no way you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu such things. Forget about, yes, right or wrong. You don't tell Hashem what privilege is. It's not your business. Keep quiet, Moshe Rabbeinu. Just go down and take them out. What's the matter with this guy? Chas Shalom, look, the new leader, the Mashiach. It's impossible. This is the dialogue. And the Zohar says, why did the Zohar write this all together in the Chumash? Says the Zohar, what do you think is a story? Hashem tells you the story, we had a dialogue between him and Moshe Rabbeinu for what? What do you learn from this? Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Torah tells you that Hashem answers Moshe with his humbleness. He tells him, listen, the first question you ask me, who am I? I'm going with you. So, doesn't answer anything. If the problem is that Moshe is humble and he doesn't want to hurt his brother Aaron, so my question was to you, who am I? So what's the answer? I'm going with you. Listen, who am I? What do you mean going with me? Go with someone that is someone. Not with me, I'm nobody. What do you mean you go with me? What does that mean? There's no answer. If I'm afraid that my brother Aaron is going to get insulted, so it's more insultment. Is Hashem coming with me, not with my brother? And the second question, the Torah says, Hashem answers him. He said, when you ask me, what's the privilege? The privilege is because, you see, you are standing right now in Har Sinai. Eventually, Am Yisrael will come out of Har Sinai, and then they hear the Ten Commandments, they can do the Mishkan. Okay. Why does Hashem have to answer him altogether? Now we're going to go to the beginning of the parasha. Beginning of parasha, the Torah tells us, Am Yisrael went into slavery. The Torah tells us that one day Paro called a cabinet meeting and he said, we have to get rid of the Jews. Something happened. Says the Gemara, what happened? He said that Paro had a dream. In the dream, he saw a scale, and one side of the scale was Egypt, the other side of the scale was a sheep. He got up in the morning, he told the magicians, and the magicians told him, listen, the sheep means Jew, Mashiach. Somebody is coming up to destroy Egypt. This is before Moshe was born. But they told also Paro, we see that Mashiach, something is going to happen to him with water. He'll vanish. Here comes the Torah and tells us a story. That Amram, Moshe's father, divorced his mother, his wife, Yocheved. He said, listen, Paro said, kill all the Jewish boys. He called up Yocheved and Miriam, the midwives, and told them, listen, kill all the Jewish boys. He said, why? What happened? What happened? He said, the magicians told him, Mashiach is a boy is coming up. The Torah tells you the story. They didn't listen to Paro. And Paro called them and said, what is it? I said, well, we are two of our midwives, but when we get a phone call to come, before we arrive, the lady gave birth. Why? I said, because they are like animals. Animals don't need midwives. And Jewish people are like animals. Yaakov, the father, gave them a bracha. He's talking to Paro. What do you think he swallowed this? The thing is that Paro, this story is that Yaakov blessed the Shvatim to be like animals. Judah like a lion, Dan like a snake, Naphtali like a deer. So what? So what? Are they animals or did they eat straw? What does it mean? No, the man said, no, they pray to Hashem. He said, listen, I come in telephone book, it says you midwives. Do you deliver or don't deliver? What are you telling me now? The Torah says not only that, not only they did deliver, they brought food for the children. So what's the answer for this? Listen, are you the midwives? No. When we arrive already, the lady gave birth, Mazal Tov. So, okay. How come you carry bags every time you go to the house? You have bags of food. That's permitted? No answer. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah says in the text, HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted them with houses, says the Gemara, Hashem decided at that moment that Yochevet will have two children, Moshe and Aaron, Kohen and Levi, and Miriam, her daughter, her descendant will be David HaMelech. What is this for? Why? What happened? Continue the Torah. Says the Gemara, that the day that Moshe was born, the magicians told Paro, Mashiach is here. And then Paro came with the decree, throw all the babies into the Nile. I said, what's the idea into the Nile? The Gemara says, into the Nile, because the magicians told Paro, Mashiach will die because of water. Because of water? Says the Gemara, yeah, I'll tell you what it is. Remember, Sefer Dvarim, Parashat Chukat, was no water. This is, Moshe is 120 years old now. I was talking about how Moshe was born. Can you imagine how far the magicians see? The magician saw that Moshe is going to die because of water. Says the Gemara, that's the story. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go speak to the rock. And instead to speak to the rock, Moshe hit the rock. And Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not going to die. So the magicians saw it in Egypt before Moshe was born. And actually the Torah, the text writes it. The Torah says, when Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, why did you hit the rock? I told you to speak to the rock. The Torah says, those are the water the magicians saw then, 120 years ago. The Torah is a witness that the magicians were right. Why? Why does Torah have to say that? Torah has to prove something about the magicians, that they were right. Who cares if they're right or wrong? Torah says, no, you should know. Moshe is going to die because of water. That's what the magicians saw, and they were right about it. Actually, Chachamim say Yocheved was a little Neviah. And Yocheved knew that what the magicians know, that something is going to happen, and she heard that Paros came with this decree to throw all the babies into the Nile. Therefore, she chose to put Moshe Rabbeinu in a box on the Nile. And actually, when he was on the Nile, the magicians told Paro, the Mashiach is dead. We see him dead. We see him on the water. This was the wisdom of Yocheved. But again, Moshe died because he hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. The other Chachamim asked, what's the difference between speaking to the rock and hit the rock? What's the difference? There's no difference. Anybody can hit a rock, but to take water out of the rock, it's almost impossible. So, what difference does it make if you speak to the rock or hit the rock? Hashem said, no, you can't go to Israel. Why can't go to Israel? Why? What did I do? Here comes the Gemara and tells the big secret. You read the parasha, the way we were taught, goes like this. Bnei Israel were in Egypt, and out of nowhere, they became slaves, and they suffered, and they screamed, and Hashem came, and Hashem took them out of Egypt, Hashem made a miracle. So the question is, why did Hashem have to do miracles? If Hashem wanted them to go out, Paro would have a heart attack. And they would go, but no. What do you need the whole headache for with the miracles? 10 makot and then spitting yamsuf. What is this for? The Gemara says those words. You know, the Gemara says it doesn't start from coming down to Egypt and suffer and then the miracle. No. The Gemara says Hashem had a plan. And the plan was Kiddush Hashem. Everybody should realize who is Hashem. And this is the start point. So Hashem is going to direct the world into that situation. He's going to send the Jews down to Egypt. And they're going to suffer in Egypt. And then Hashem is going to make a miracle. And then everybody will say, aha, we know Hashem. So it doesn't start because we suffered, and then we screamed, And because we screamed, Hashem made a miracle. This was the plan. The plan originally was that Hashem wants to make a miracle, but the miracle is necessary, so-called, to advertise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to publicize Hashem. That was the plan of Hashem. Yakir v'du kol yishvei tevel. That's the plan of Hashem. That's really, Gemara says, Kaddish is the biggest thing. Kaddish. I say, why say Kaddish? Gemara says, you say, Amen Yesh Me'ach Rabbah B'Chavana, Hashem tells all the Gezerot. This is why. Why? What's behind it? Because the purpose, Kaddish means Gadal V'Kadash. It says Hashem's name should be big and holy and advertised. And we say, Amen Yesh Me'ach Rabbah goes on that sentence. Then you achieve the purpose of this world. If somebody's going to ask us, what's the purpose of this world? Is to know Hashem and to advertise Hashem. That's it. And Hashem has its way. So Hashem, says the Gemara says, Hashem made it this way, that He wants to take us out of Egypt with miracles, and know that everybody should speak about it. And the Gemara goes one more step. The Gemara said, you want to know who really Hashem had in mind? Gemara said, Hashem had in mind Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. The three brothers, they were thrown into the fire by Mashmo Nebuchadnezzar, and Hashem saved them. So the Gemara says, everybody, the whole world was in a shock. I says, of course, Avraham Avinu also went out of fire, but this is thousands of years before. I says, here, those three? After the destruction of the Talmud, Hashem said, oh, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the house of God. He says, no more God. Nebuchadnezzar used to ride on a lion on the streets in Iraq, and the snake was his calf. That's how powerful he was. He was the son of Shlomo. But when he threw those people into the fire, they came outside, the whole world shook. Says the Gemara, that's what Hashem meant. That's the Gemara said, Navi Yishayahu said, those are my children. Because of those children was the Kiddush Hashem, but he realized what Hashem is. So the Gemara says, look, you read the parasha, you think, that's what happened. No, it didn't happen. It was planned from the beginning. That Hashem is going to give the ten plagues to Paro. Hashem is going to split Yam Suf in order, just for one, everybody to realize who is Hashem. Man will come from Shamaim. There's going to be a well of Miriam. I said, what is it? Not because we need it. Because Hashem wants us to get to a point. So Hashem is going to push us to a corner and we're going to suffer so much. And that's what Torah says. That's what happened. So that's the real story in the Torah. And that's the real story of the redemption. And that's what the Zohar said, that's the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that this book is not a past tense, this is the future tense. Before Mashiach will come, this is the task, this is the obligation to advertise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Say, Chachamim, look, that's exactly what happened. Hashem is Moshe Rabbeinu, it is Moshe. Moshe, I went downstairs and I saw how much people suffer. And I decided I have to save them. So Hashem told Moshe, listen, after I save them, everybody will talk about it. Everybody will realize it. And this is my purpose of the whole suffering. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us scream to Hashem. And Hashem said, so now you're screaming to me, right? You're screaming to me, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you how I'm going to punish the Egyptians. I'm going to show you, and then everybody all around the world will realize who is Hashem. And that's it, finished. Now the world is done. Comes the Torah and says, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu, comes to Hashem and says, listen, Hashem, I want to tell you something. If that's the purpose to advertise you, I'm not the candidate. I'm sorry. Let me tell you something about Moshe Rabbeinu. I was 40 years stuck in Kush, in Africa. Then I was 10 years in jail by Yitro's house. I stutter. Nobody knows me. I come now out of Egypt and I say, hello, I'm the Mashiach. And they said, hello, who are you? You're not even on Facebook. That's what Moshe told Hashem. My brother Aaron is in Egypt already the last 8 years. And he's a Navi. He's a real Navi. He's not a Mekubal. He's a Navi. And I think he's the candidate. Because his purpose is not taking the Jews out. The purpose is Kiddush Hashem. So, this Moshe comes to Paro and says, look at this guy, a peasant. He's a peasant. Look the way he dresses. Look, who is this guy? Aaron. No, Aaron. Gemara says, Aaron, his face. Shine. Shone. Nice. Navi. That's what Moshe told the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not to save the Jews. Save the Jews is just a diving board. The purpose is, advertise Hashem. I'm not a good advertisement. And Hashem tells him, listen, Moshe, you're right. Maybe I'm going to go inside you. And you're going to be a different person. And you're going to go, and he says, oh, wow. Dignity. Oh, wow. We see somebody. And this, the Gemara says, actually happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem entered into Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara says, Moshe's face was red all the time. And Moshe's face shone all the time. And Moshe was tall in his beard. As he came to Paro, he said, oh, there's somebody. This is somebody. So that's the way Hashem answered Moshe. Again, not because Hashem had to answer Moshe, it's because Moshe had a real story, a complaint that he is not the person to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe told him, listen, okay, I got an answer for this. But I have a second question. He says, what's the privilege that you want to make a miracle for them? He says, excuse me, Moshe, what are you asking? No, I'm not asking this, you don't understand. I'm asking like this. If the purpose is not to save the Jews, if the purpose is the end result is Kiddush Hashem, you're going to make no miracles for them to do Kiddush Hashem. Hold it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to ask you two thick questions. Question number one, about more than six years ago, I was in Egypt, and I killed an Egyptian officer because he hit a Jew. The next morning, I came outside, and two Jewish people fighting fist fight. And when I said to the guy, why are you hitting your friend? He told me, hold on, I'm going to Paro. I'm going to tell Paro, you called, you killed yesterday somebody from the KGB. And they did. And you know what I said, Hashem? Now I know why the Jews suffer so much, because so much Rosh Hanara, and they hate each other. So you wanted to take them out for Kiddush Hashem. This is biggest Chilul Hashem. If you're taking those people out, and you make a miracle, and you want those Jews to represent you, huh? How are they going to represent you? A bad name, all over the television. They steal gas, they do this, cheating the government, this is biggest Chilul Hashem in the world. That's what Moshe told the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not he doesn't want to go redeem, and not that he cares if they're going to be redeemed. That if the person will do Hashem, Moshe says, I tell you this, but what? Tell me the privilege. I don't understand. Explain to me. By the way, the Gemara said, Moshe told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something else. What's something else? The Gemara says, Hashem told Moshe, the first opening statement, Ra'o Ra'iti, I see. So the Gemara says, why is double word? Ra'o Ra'iti, I see it twice. Gemara says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I know you know things. I know, but let me tell you what I know. I know they can do the golden calf. In the opening statement, Hashem already told him, golden calf. So this is Kiddush Hashem? Why should I go and take the people out? They can do the opposite of Kiddush Hashem. Actually, Moshe uses that excuse when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to kill all of us. After the golden calf, Moshe said, Lai me'amru Mitzrayim. Moshe said, look, the nation we'll talk about is Gebir Chilul Hashem. So Moshe now, before he goes, he said, Hashem, you taking them out? They do Chilul Hashem. If the purpose of taking them out is not because they suffer. They suffer in order to scream. And the screaming, Hashem is going to make them a miracle. And the miracle is needed to do Kiddush Hashem. Everybody should believe in Hashem. It's just the opposite. Hashem said, you know what? You're right. But let me tell you why I'm taking them out. Because it's going to be 10 commandments, and then I will speak to the world once. You know, all the goyim and the whole world will shake. You're going to hear my voice. I said, it's Kiddush Hashem. For this, I'm taking them out. So that's the whole purpose. It's just to advertise Hashem. Here comes the Gemara and the Torah. I want to explain to you something else. Look, before Moshe was conceived, even the magicians told power after power had a dream. You know, it's going to be a Mashiach. But we see that Mashiach is going to get killed because of water.
says the Gemara, says the Torah. Look, Moshe is going to get born, and he's going to be 120 years old, and Hashem is going to tell him, go take a stick, and go speak to the rock, don't hit the rock. And Moshe would hit the rock, and water would come, and Hashem would tell Moshe, no, you know what? You did not do Kiddush Hashem. What? Did I didn't do Kiddush Hashem? No. He didn't advertise me enough. What do you mean? If you would have spoken to the rock instead of hitting the rock, people will get more of HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside them. What's the difference? You don't understand, it's not the difference. It's the matter. Yes, advertising Hashem, not advertising Hashem. I said, really, it's not so much. Hitting the rock is also, it's a big miracle. But talking to the rock is a bigger miracle. Your task, Moshe Rabbeinu, is to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world as master of universe. The bigger you make it, it gadal with kadosh, shmer rabba. That's what you need to do. And the magicians saw it in Egypt, and they told Pharaoh, make sure all the Jewish babies into the water. I said, by the water. Why did they send them to the concentration camp? Concentration camp. Just kill them. No. We see the Mashiach has to go vanished because of water. So which water? This is, they see 120 years for the sea. This is, that is what killed Moshe Rabbeinu. What? I mean, less Kiddush Hashem, less advertising of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Chachamim say that really he went down to Egypt because of lack of advertising Hashem. So it's the Gemara, Avraham Avinu did so-called, let me say, three mistakes. And those three mistakes, it means lack of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One, says the Gemara, Hashem told him he's going to get Eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how shall I know? I said, listen, if you talk to Hashem like this, how shall you know? It means you make Hashem smaller. And then, the Gemara says, Avraham Avinu won a war and took from captivity the people of Sodom and Gomorrah and released them back to Sodom and Gomorrah. Hashem said, why did you release them? Because if you keep them, they're going to be like you. You release them, they become Sodom and Gomorrah. Then, the third thing the Gemara says, Avraham Avinu drafted the Rosh Yeshiva Eliezer to go save his brother-in-law. The Gemara says, why did you draft him? Is lack of Kiddush Hashem. For this, Hashem said, you can end up in Egypt. It's not a punishment. There's a training center to believe that Hashem is best of universe, you have to advertise it. Really, nothing happened. Until Parshat Vayeshev, the brother sold Yosef. And then there were nine. And then they turned person because they wanted to make like a decision, like a cherem, and you do, nobody should tell Yaakov anything. And they went and they told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you number 10 in our decision that you cannot tell Yaakov. Again, lack of Kiddush Hashem. That's what the Torah says. They can end up in Egypt, they can end up in Egypt, in Egypt, in Egypt. It says you have to rebuild HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the eyes of yourself, in the eyes of the world. This is your job. As the Torah starts, you know, midwives, two midwives, Pharaoh called them and said, kill all the Jewish boys. The midwives don't listen. Not only don't listen, they give them food. This is no answer. Tao calls them up. Why? Why did he do it? They say, well, they are like animals, they give birth. He says, listen, good answer. Not good answer. How come you supply food to the boys that I told you to kill them? He says, I don't know. We just do it. So that's called Kiddush Hashem. That's called, I'm afraid of only Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, Chacham Ibn Ezra. They say, a person should be embarrassed to be afraid from anybody besides Hashem. Because if you're afraid of somebody, it means you think this somebody that you're afraid of is bigger than Hashem. Afraid of nobody. Higher lawyers, higher this. Nothing. You have to be only advertise Hashem. That's what you need. And that's what Torah says, immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted Yocheved with Batei Kuna Leviyah, says you can have a son Kohen, a son Levi. Because this is our advertised Hashem, Kohen Levi. Then you can have Miriam, have David HaMelech. But the whole thing is Bet HaMikdash. You want to advertise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The end of the parasha ends with the tragedy. The end of the parasha. Torah says Moshe came down to Paro, speaks to him. There's that. And all of a sudden Paro tells him, listen, Moshe, I don't like the whole idea with you. You lazy people, you nation are lazy. From tomorrow morning, there is no more supply to make bricks. Says the Torah that Am Yisrael fell into a trap, and the first day they came down to help so-called Paro. Paro, the Gemara says, hung on his chest a brick, and he said, we would like to build the World Trade Center. How fast the Jews can do it? Do me a favor, come Monday. Says the Gemara, the Jews were very fast, and they all came, and they quickly made bricks and bricks and bricks, and Paro brought the police, and each policeman wrote how many bricks every Jew can make. At the end of the day, they told him, tomorrow you're coming as well. And whoever is not going to come, we're going to hit him. So they all came. They all came, and this went for over 80 years, like this. For nothing, working for nothing. But at least for the supply, how to make the bricks. Moshe comes down to Paro. Paro said, you know what, Moshe? I don't care about God, I don't care about nothing. From tomorrow, you have to make the same exact amount of bricks every day, and no more supply. The Gemara says the Jews went all over Egypt to find some straw, because they used to make the bricks from straw. And the Gemara says they used to go and try to find some straw. So the Egyptians used to come outside with sticks and hit them. He says, leave my straw alone, leave my straw alone. So I have to make bricks. The Torah tells you how the tragedy was. The Torah tells you Moshe goes out of the palace. And that time, the Rabbeinu and other people, they stand up and they scream at Moshe Rabbeinu, look what you did. He said, you're Mashiach. Things got worse and worse and worse and worse. So Moshe, the Torah tells you, then there's a parasha, Moshe goes to Hashem, and tells Hashem, I told you, don't send me, I told you, look, what can you do, Hashem? It's worse, getting worse, getting worse. And Hashem told him, you want to know something? You're not going to go to Eretz Israel. You're done. He said, what is doing anything? I told you I don't want to go. And you see what happened. I went, things got worse. Hashem said, you know what? You're not going to Israel. So what's the dialogue? What's the connection? And here comes Chachamim and said, look, that's exactly what it is. Moshe Rabbeinu came to Egypt, everybody said, wow, Mashiach is here. Okay? So what did he do? What did he do after Moshe Rabbeinu came? Nothing. Nobody prayed to Hashem, nobody advertised Hashem, nothing. And he advertised Hashem. Hashem wants you to advertise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem wants you to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you pray to Hashem, you advertise Hashem. Nobody did. Nobody did. So then Hashem started to push us again to the corner. Then Hashem, so-called, planted in Paro's head, don't give them supply. Don't give them straw. You're going to suffer more. But you push it to me. The Torah says, they got hit more. Got hit more. I said, and then the miracle is going to get bigger. Because Hashem only wants a bigger miracle. So Moshe comes to Hashem and says, what did you send me? I said, excuse me, don't Moshe, don't understand. I told you in the beginning, the purpose is not take them out. The purpose is the miracles. The more they torch them, more miracles I'm going to make. Why I'm torching them? Because they don't advertise me. Then Hashem told Moshe, you want to know something? We're talking about advertising me, about miracles. Let me tell you something. Here the miracle is very small. There's only one king, Paro. Yeshua will have to fight 31 kings in Israel. Over there is going to be very big of Yeshua. So how big the Kiddush Hashem? The Gemara says, if Am Yisrael would have behaved, you would have Chamisha Chumshei Torah, just the Torah, plus the book of Yeshua. What book of Yeshua would you have inside? Nothing. The book of Yeshua only tells you how big a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. If we were able to capture Eretz Israel, fought 31 kings, strong cities. Chomot Bashamayim, the Torah describes the walls around the cities, all the way up to Shamayim. And Yeshua, everything, finished. And so, this is called Kiddush Hashem. Came out of nowhere, now we own Eretz Israel. That's the biggest Kiddush Hashem. It's Hashem did to us. Give us Eretz Israel. Eretz Israel is the biggest Kiddush Hashem. Give us Yerushalayim, biggest Kiddush Hashem. He says, when you don't want it, it means it's a Chilul Hashem. That's the Rambam writes. That a person has to know in his lifetime only to advertise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if Chas v'Shalom somebody does something wrong, it's not a sin. And the sin is that you don't advertise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. How can you advertise Hashem if you're a sinner? It's the Rambam. Nobody sees you. In your own house, you do something that Hashem doesn't appreciate. It's called Chilul Hashem, says the Rambam. So what do you mean? He says, it means you don't advertise Hashem. You do something against Hashem, it means you don't advertise it. It means his name is not big. Your job is, Hashem said, that's exactly what Hashem says.
That's what the Torah says. It's not a history that happened then. It says we have to know our task and our job in this world. Says the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu spreaded us around the Goyim. We should be a role model to believe in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not, they suffered Holocaust. Not the Holocaust. It's what's going to come after the Holocaust. The Holocaust is, oh, Hashem is a big miracle. Says the Gemara, look. Baruch said, the person should never pray to Hashem to have a miracle. Never. The Gemara says, Hashem deducted from the credit of the person. The Gemara says, the person should not walk next to a wall that might fall. Oh, I was in the World Trade Center before it fell. Hashem made me a miracle. The Gemara says, listen. That is a negative thing. Miracle, the Gemara said, Hashem takes off your credit. It's the opposite. I don't want it. A person should pay Hashem, he doesn't want it. Nevertheless, we say in Shmoneh Esrei, Al Nisei Hashem B'chol Yom Imanu. We say, Hashem B'chol, thank you. Hanukkah, he says, Al Nisim. What Nisim? We don't want this. Purim comes. Hashem says, no, you don't understand. That's exactly what the Gemara says. Hashem said like this, I'm going to come down to Egypt, I'm going to make miracles. In order for everybody to realize who I am, those kind of miracles, Chachamim say that's the perfect thing. You should pray for this. Not pray Hashalom, should be in trouble that Hashem should say this. Hashem says, I pray that I want to make Hashem's name publicized, big, holy. But Chachamim said, that's Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm not going to make miracles for the Jews to come out. The miracles that I make is in order for my name to be bigger and bigger and bigger, and everybody should realize who I am. So the Chachamim said, that's exactly what the miracle is. But I should not ask for miracles. Miracle is no good. But if it happened to you a miracle, and you can use that miracle to advertise the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you did the right thing. That's the purpose of the world. It's not just you did the right thing. I mean, say this is what everybody, the whole time is finished. Matkol Chai. This is Evitas Hashem. Evitas Hashem. That's the purpose. That's what I mean. Say that's going to save us. Chavrei Mashiach. Mashiach will come. He said, what's going to happen? The Mishnah said, the Rabbi said, you might end up in the desert. You might not come out of exile. I said, what happened? He said, all those people did not Evitas Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I said, what happened? Did the golden calf? What happened? He didn't Evitas Hashem. The spies came back. Spies can make sure, I'm not going to Israel. I'm not going to Israel. It means you don't advertise Hashem. That's the problem. So who advertised Hashem? Yoshua and Caleb. They came back and they said, Israel is a very good land. We're going. I said, you advertise. I gave you Eretz Israel. Eretz Tovah Ochama. I gave you a good land. You said you're going over there. Fine. Those people said they don't like it. So what's so? It doesn't matter. That's not a punishment. If you don't advertise Hashem, you have no right to go to Eretz Israel. Is that Hashem punished them to die in the desert. Your task, your job is to advertise Hashem. If you say, Hashem gave you Eretz Israel, Hashem gave me Eretz Israel, it's very good land, you do the job. If you don't say that, you don't like, I don't like Israel. You don't like Israel, it means you don't like Hashem. Because Hashem gave it to you. Because Hashem gave it to you. Since Hashem did not do something right to you, right? So it's not a punishment because you did not accept it. It means you did not advertise Hashem. Chaim said, the whole books were big books. The book of redemption, it means advertising Hashem. This is the job of a person. As Chachamim said, the Gemara says, you say, Amen Yishmer Rabba. You scream Amen Yishmer Rabba, Hashem tells all the Gezerot. Why? Because Yishmer Rabba means, I'm here to advertise Hashem. This is Sugula. Chachamim said, to survive.